Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If the governor of Illinois would call me up, I would love to do it. Now, we're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country.
President Donald Trump is confirming that he's sending the National Guard to Chicago, but wouldn't say when. A U.S. district judge just ruled the administration, quote, willfully broke a bedrock law against federal troops conducting civilian law enforcement, adding the White House seems to want to create a national police force that answers to the president. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker slammed Trump's comments about sending the guard to Chicago. The two-term governor and potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate says the president is obeying his own worst impulses.
As a governor who cares about the well-being of my people, I can't live in a fantasy land where I pretend Trump is not tearing this country apart for personal greed and power.
Like Washington, D.C., where Trump has assumed control of policing, Chicago's rates of violent crimes are already falling from pandemic-era highs. Overall, violent crime there is down by a fifth, and homicides have fallen by a third. Google will not be broken up, but will have to share some data, including search results, with rivals. The judge in the tech giant's antitrust case has ruled against the DOJ bid to have the company spin off the Chrome browser and some Android products. The GOP-controlled House has released a group of documents about the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The move is unlikely to stop a bipartisan effort to force the release of many more files, and sponsors of that effort are planning a high-profile Capitol Hill press conference with Epstein victims. The White House says the headquarters of the U.S. Space Force will be moved from Colorado to Alabama. Trump cites Colorado's policy of sending a mail-in ballot to every registered voter as a factor. Pennsylvania unions want the legislature to raise the state minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's now the federal minimum, $7.25, and hasn't gone up in a decade and a half. Sam Williamson, with SEIU, calls that embarrassing.
Every single state surrounding Pennsylvania has a higher minimum wage than Pennsylvania's. We're not concerned that raising the minimum wage is going to negatively impact businesses. In fact, when working people have more money in their pockets, they spend it where they live. They spend it in those same small businesses.
Migrant advocates say the presence of ICE is having a chilling effect in New York City. Mickey Jimenez, with Capital District Latinos, says even some parents with legal status aren't sending their kids to school. And she says many have a hard time getting legal help.
The biggest challenge is not having enough immigration attorneys when folks do get arrested. Even the pro bono legal services are at their max. They just don't have the resources to deal with the number of calls that they're getting for representation.
The Pentagon has authorized sending 600 military lawyers to the Justice Department to serve as temporary immigration judges. The decision means military attorneys, both civilian and uniformed, will help tackle the more than 3.5 million case backlog. I'm Zabim Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.